Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, I am your host, Coach Lilisa. Today is wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Well, this is going to be a great day because we're going to call it forth. We're going to say what we want. We expect to see great and mighty things in the positive way happening on this day. Well, it looks like we got another clear skies right here in the great state of New Jersey. I don't know what's happening where you are, but I believe if you put your mouth on your situation and say that it is going to be a great day for great people, so have a great opportunity, a great morning, I believe that is what you're going to see. Well, I've seen a lot of things in my life. My journey is the journey, you see. The journey is the destination. You know, we say that. And it is so, so true. But I always want to welcome each and every one of you to the show. Those of you who are listening by phone, those of you who will tune in to the archives. You know, the archives are here. You can go back and listen to past shows. You just pick a date and you just listen. We've got some all kinds of topics for you. As we said before, we are here to encourage, to empower, to enlighten, and to educate you in things that will develop you and build you up and move you forward. You know, moving forward is what you want to do. Time, what happens? Right, it begins to get a foul odor. So you don't want to be stagnant, standing still. It becomes foul, and odor becomes dead. You want to be moving forward. So good morning to you, and welcome to the show. And I think we're going to talk today about that, about moving forward. How do you move forward when all you want to do is stay stuck where you are? How do you get up and go? How do you pick up the pieces after the very thing that you've been working on for so long, the very thing that you've treasured, has been smashed, broken, ripped apart, torn down, and move forward? So that's what I want to talk about today. I want to give you couple of tips, just a couple of tips on how you can move forward. Okay? But this is a good time, and you know, here we are. We're, oh my goodness, can you believe it? It is May. So you're talking about one quarter of this 12-month, year-long is gone. And the beginning of the year, we did a workshop, and we did a couple workshops. One to help you plan your year. So we did a planning workshop, and then we did a workshop, how to achieve your dream in 2013. Now, for some of you, maybe you weren't able to attend actually, I did them as a webinar. So if you weren't able to attend and you would like to go back and listen to Achieving Your Dream in 2013, there's 5 parts to it. So you can inbox me or get in touch with me, and I can release those to you so that you can look at those and listen to those and apply them to your to the rest of your year. You still have a few months left. You got 9 months left, and actually you're on the 4th month right now, which means you have 8 months, a little bit over 8 months left to this year. So you want to assess where you are, consider where it is you want to go. So we're talking about how to get unstuck, how to get out of a rut, how to get out of a position where it feels like you're not going anywhere, so that you can definitely move forward and see some of the results that you want to see. Now, I've talked before about having a goal and having a goal and using something or letting that goal be something that you want so that you can get motivated. Typically, not always so, but sometimes when we want something, we're typically motivated to go and get it. But that's not always the case. So sometimes we want things, but we still can't find the motivation, the drive, the get up and go get it. So we want to talk about that it's important to have that motivation, but you got to figure out what motivates you. A lot of people, their only problem is that when it comes to having the things that they want and doing the things that they want things, they say they want them. They've told people that they want them. They've dreamed about it. They've thought about it. They've even written it down. But they still have not accomplished it. And that is because they don't know how to motivate themselves. And I didn't know how to motivate myself for it. A long time, I didn't even know what motivation was. Then I found out what it was, and I still didn't really know how to motivate myself. So if this is you, if you're in that situation, if you're in that spot, I would encourage you with all you've got to find out what motivates you. How can you motivate yourself so that you can go after your goals and your dreams and the things that you want in your life? Believe it or not, they're not going to just fall out the sky. But until you can find out how to motivate yourself, until you can find out what motivates you and how to motivate yourself, the best thing for you to do is to keep moving forward. See, some people, because they haven't found out what it is they really want or what it is they really desire or their purpose, they feel they'll just stand still. But I'm cautioning you, don't do that. And they feel that because they're not sure how to motivate themselves, they're not sure how to set goals, then they want to just be stagnant. Don't do that. Remember, the stagnant water in a sink, in a tub, in a bowl, in a pond even, you know, it becomes, think of a fish tank. You just leave that water sitting there. That's why people on their fish tanks in their home, they have a pump. You want to keep the water moving. Even the way the ocean, you ever notice how the ocean continues to move backward and forward. Backward is not stagnant. You don't want to your life to be stagnant. It'll stink. It'll have an odor. It'll die. You want to keep moving forward. And even when you don't know what you want to do, even when you can't put your finger on your purpose, you see, you want to be still moving forward. So that's what I want to encourage you in doing. So I want to talk about how to keep moving forward. So some things you got to do. So let's first, we'll look at the, and I want to use the steps that I'm going to give you, or the tips I'm going to give you. I'm going to use the word FORWARD as an acronym to help you in your moving forward. So the first letter, the F, I want to give you is for forgetting. I want to say that in order to move forward, you know, it's like when you're traveling, you want to travel light. You know, if you're traveling up a hill, right, you don't want to take a lot of baggage. You don't want a lot of weight. You want to drop that weight off. You want to let go of things. So forgetting, you talk about moving forward. When you have a lot of challenges and issues that you can't forget about, things that have happened to you in the past, negative things, traumatic things, horrible things. If you keep carrying these things and you keep lugging them around like baggage, they're heavy. You need to let them go so that you can move forward. As you're moving forward, you want to forget these things that are horrible, these things that, in other words, yeah, you know they happened to you, so it's not like you're forgetting to that level. But it's not something that you're still trying to deal with and you're waiting on someone to resolve it. I remember just on last night, and someone asked me about something that had happened to me in the past, and me thinking about these things. No, I'm not thinking about these things. I'm busy moving forward. I'm busy looking at new things. I'm busy coming up with new ideas, refreshed, replenished, revived. So forgetting, that's the first letter. And the O is for opportunities. Opportunities. There are opportunities right in your very hand, right in your, before your eyes, right in front of you. So you're forgetting these horrible things, and now you can grasp hold of the opportunities that await you. There are opportunities for you to write a book, start a business, become this or that, or to do what is in your heart's desire. But you can't grab a hold of it because you haven't forgotten all the horrible stuff that happened to you and all the people that have hurt you and done you wrong. But if you forget that, you can grab hold of these opportunities, and as you're moving forward, as you're moving forward. And the R is for respect. Have respect for yourself and realize that you are worth it. You are worth having a wonderful life. You are worth having, you know, this awesome opportunity. You are worth it to have great things in front of you. You are worth it. So have that respect for yourself. And treat yourself with love and kindness as you're moving forward. Maybe you didn't do it in the past. Maybe, you know, most of us, if we face the truth, there were things that we did to ourselves that were just not good. And so, as we're moving forward, right, we're forgetting those things of the past and those things that hurt us, and even if the person was ourselves. So again, if you're just tuning in to the All About Entrepreneurs radio show, I'm your host, Coach Lalisa Williams. I'm here today. My topic today is moving forward, how to move forward. A lot of people are stuck, and they don't know how to move forward. So I'm giving you some tips and strategies on how you can move forward, how you can get unstuck, how you can come out of that situation where you're going around and around and around in the same spot, going nowhere. And that's a problem because it's like being stagnant. It's almost worse than going backwards. At least going backwards, you're moving. But when you're stagnant, you're just standing still. You're not moving. And when something is stagnant, it begins to have an odor. It stinks like water in a bowl or a bucket or a tub. So you want to be moving forward. But you got to do the F, do the O, do the R, that respect for yourself. So important. You got to love yourself. Before you can love anybody else, you need to love yourself. You need to encourage yourself. You need to give yourself a high five and say, you're doing a great job. Keep moving forward. You got to give yourself that support. If you don't have others around to do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. You deserve it. And then the W, we're using the acronym FORWARD. F, I've done the F, the O, the R, now the W is for wake up. You know, wake up. Wake up to reality. Wake up and smell the coffee. Wake up and, you know, smell the roses. Wake up and see what's right before your very eyes. Wake up so you can grab hold of those opportunities. Wake up so you can realize that you need to forget and let go of the hurt and the pain and the shame that someone or something or even you yourself have caused you. Wake up and realize that you are awesome. You are amazing. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, wake up and seize the moment. Wake up and realize that you're still here, that you have yet another opportunity to walk out your purpose and to walk out your destiny. Wake up. That's the W. And the A is for attitude. You know, as you're moving forward, you want to have an attitude of freshness and an attitude that, a positive attitude. A lot of people, their attitudes, unfortunately, I'm sorry to say, their attitudes are just way too negative. Not sure how they plan to get anything done with a negative attitude. A negative attitude will get you and keep you stuck in a rut. A negative attitude will keep you going around and around and around in the same old circle. A negative attitude will drag you backwards, drag you down. You don't want to have a negative attitude. You want to be a person who has a positive attitude. You want to be a person who has a forward-thinking attitude. You want to be a person who has an attitude where you realize that this is another great opportunity day, another day. The attitude that you're going to win. You want to have a winner attitude. You want to have an attitude of victory. You want to have an attitude of triumph. You can triumph over anything because he gives you power to triumph over all your situations, over every trick and scheme of the enemy. He has given you power. And that's the attitude that you want to embody. That's the attitude that you want to have embedded deep down within you. You want to have that attitude securely locked away in your subconscious mind. An attitude of success. An attitude of going forward. Oh, I love this word, attitude. The right, you know, my grandmother used to tell me when we were kids, she said the right attitude can get you a lot further in life than a bad attitude. She used to love to say that you can catch a lot more bees with honey. Some people, it takes them a long time in life to realize that they could have so many wonderful things if they only had a great attitude. I don't know where people get their bad attitudes from, but I suspect that they got it from their family members, or somehow when they were a child, someone made a very horrible impression on them, and they ended up with a bad attitude. I just don't know where they get it, but I do know you want to lose it. You can't move forward with a bad attitude. You just can't do it. So get rid of it, as painful as it might be. I know for some people it's very, very painful to give things up. And sometimes that's why people don't realize why a person can stay in a very abusive relationship, or in a relationship where they're being assaulted or taken advantage of. People are a job that they hate. People often wonder, why do people stay? Well, I suspect that it has something to do with giving things up. It's painful sometimes to give stuff up because you've gotten used to it. It has become comfortable. It's still losing something when you have to give something up. And naturally, we become, it hurts. So, you know, so a lot of people, they don't, I know they may not want to give up that bad attitude. But nonetheless, do it anyway. Give it up. Let it go. Suffer through the pain of giving it up, and you will feel better. You will feel better shortly, probably about a week after you begin to do it different, or possibly 21 days. They say it takes 21 days to break a habit or to make a new habit. So try having a great attitude, a right attitude, a positive attitude, a winning attitude, a triumphant attitude. Try that for like 21 days. And if you can't keep count, get a journal, use your iPad, your cell phone, open up your little memo tab, and make a journal recording of how you're changing your attitude. So far we got the F, we're forgetting, the O, we're looking for the opportunities, the R, we're being respectful and caring about ourselves, the W, we're going to wake up and be in the moment, wake up and understand that we have yet another day, and the A is for having the right attitude. The right attitude. Because remember now, we're moving forward. Oh, yes, we are. And the R, the next R, is for repeat. Repeat. R-E-P-E-A-T. Repeat. Repeat means do it again. Means you take that step forward, do it again. Take another step forward, do it again. Do it again, do it again. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Repeat. Performance. Repeat that great attitude. Repeat having that respect for yourself. Repeat taking advantage of every opportunity that comes your way. Repeat forgetting those negative things that try to come up and snatch you back down or keep you stuck in a rut. Repeat having a wonderful outlook on life. That your dreams will come true. Repeat, repeat, and repeat all of the good things, all of the great things, all of the wonderful things. Repeat positive thoughts. Repeat positive and sound affirmations. Repeatedly go to the places where positive people are. Repeatedly hang out with people that are supportive and positive. Repeatedly stay away from negativity. Yeah, there's a repeat for you. Repeat that. Repeat not going to the places that you know will drag you down and drain your energy. Your energy is your power, and you don't want to be around negative people because they drain your energy. And when your energy is drained, when your power is gone, you're in the dark. It's like if I was to turn the light off right now where you are and took away your power, you'd be in the dark. So you want to repeatedly be in the light, repeatedly go around people that are walking in the light, children of the light. It's awesome. It's an awesome thing to move forward, and I sense you're moving forward. I'm giving you some steps to move forward, to repeat, to move forward, to keep going, to take opportunities. And the last D is to realize that you are moving forward toward your destiny. Yes, you are moving forward toward your destiny. Ah, that's a great thing right there. Because your destiny is who you were created to be, is your God-given purpose. Hallelujah. You are moving forward toward your God-given purpose. You're not just moving forward for the sake of moving forward. You're not just moving forward because you're sick and tired of standing still. You are moving forward with a destiny. Wow, that's huge. Your God-given destiny is where you're moving forward to. So you're determined. You see, you have a direction of where you're headed. If somebody asks you where you're going, I'm going. I remember the song Tremaine Hawkins sang. If anybody asks you where I'm going, she said, I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. Well, in this sense, you're going up yonder to be with your destiny, and I'm talking about your God-given divine destiny, what He has for you, what He has decided that you shall do, what He has created you for before you were in your mother's womb, before the foundation of the world. God had a destiny for you. He had in mind something for you. He says, I know the plans I think towards you. That means He knows He had you on His mind. He has a destiny for you. There is something that He has specifically for you to do and accomplish and achieve. Something or some things, maybe more than one. God deals with people differently. So it could be more than one destiny. It could be more than one thing that God has for you to do. You're moving forward, you're moving up, and you're moving onward. And God has great and mighty things for you to do. He has wonderful things for you to do. And you shall do, and you shall achieve, and you shall become all that God has for you. Why? Because you are moving forward to your destiny. In order to do that, you want to make sure that you repeat the steps that are taking you there. That means you want to have the right attitude. You want to wake up. You want to respect yourself, and you want to take advantage of the opportunities, and you want to forget those negative things that are behind you. Moving forward. We're talking about moving forward, people. It's time to move forward. It's time to realize that this is your opportunity to do exactly what God would have you to do. This is your opportunity to live out your destiny. Boy, that's awesome. I feel the excitement that someone is going to be blessed by tuning in to this broadcast on today. You may not be on the phone line when we did the show, but you tune back into these archives and you're going to be blessed. Well, we have a great weekend on tap. We have a book conference to attend where I will be doing several workshops on how to publish your book, how to market your book, how to market your products and services. Also, we have a Release Your Power workshop coming up, Power Party and Power Workshop, where we will teach you how to tap into your inner power, how to release your power. Oh, boy. Wow. It is going to be awesome. We're going to tell you how to stay on PowerPoint. It's just like the computer system. PowerPoint. We're going to tell you how to stay on point with your power. We're going to talk about how to invest your power. We're going to show you how, no matter what happened to you, things have tried to come and destroy you, but they can't destroy your power because your power comes from on high. Your power is not destroyed. Remember, Jesus got up with all power, and that's what you're going to get up with. That's what you're going to turn things around in your life. With that power, that same power that raised Jesus from the grave, that same power is going to take you on forward. That same power is going to allow you to move forward in your destiny. That's why I'm so happy that God chose me and allowed me to write that book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And as I was sharing with the ladies of Delta last night, I said, God chose me for the hell I had to go through. And at first I questioned it absolutely every day of my life. I said, God, why me? But now that I'm on this side doing these things and the awesome people that he's placing in my life, the wonderful opportunities, you see, I don't have to say, God, why me? Because he already answered that. He said, why not you? So when you see people on these TV shows and on the internet or wherever you see them and they're living these awesomely amazing, fancy lives and living in mansions and spending millions, don't say, God, why them? Because God says, why not them? See, God chooses who will have this, or that. And if we ever begin to stop asking God, why me, and begin to receive his answer, why not you? You see, we could have a lot more. Because then we would say, after I got through saying, well, God, you know, why me being molested? And he said, why not me? Or I said, God, you know, why me of having to have been out on the streets, homeless? Why not you? The same thing I can say, God, why me to travel around the country and speak to women all over the place, women and men, and have a book and a coaching program? Why me, God? And the same response, God said, why not you? And that's how you got to look at it. You know, whatever God wants to bless you with, why not you? Why not you? God wants to bless you. He wants to do great things for you. Just receive it. Receive what he has for you. You might say, why would God do all those wonderful things for me? Why not do it for you? Why not? You see, and that's the mindset you take as you're going forward. Why not you? You know, why shouldn't you be abundantly blessed with every good and wonderful thing? Why shouldn't you be? Well, that's just it. You shall be. You shall be. You shall have these things. You shall be blessed. You shall be successful. You shall be powerful. You shall be great. He shall make every situation that you desire happen for you. He shall give you the desires of your heart. He shall withhold no good thing from you. Because he said there's no good thing that he would withhold from those who walk upright before him. So you have to stop saying you can't have this or that. You got to say, why not me? Why not you living in a mansion? Why not you having the education that you want? Why not you having the wonderful job that you want? Why not you have your own business? Why not? All right? Because when the enemy was on your tracks and you had those problems and issues and situations, okay, and God was saying, why not you? When your husband left you with nothing, when you lost your home, when your children passed away, when your friends all left you, when you were raped or beaten, robbed, ripped off, you see, God said, why not you? Now you're on this side, but he wants to bless you. He wants to give you all great and wonderful things. And he's still saying the same thing. Why not you? And now all you got to do is say it. So all you got to do is say, why not me? Oh, glory to God. Why not you be abundantly blessed? Why not you have riches untold? Why not you have wealth and great things and wonderful opportunities? And why not you? The only reason that it would be not you is because you won't receive it, that you won't understand it, that you won't accept it. When I accepted, hey, I had to be molested. I had to be raped. I had to be put in that situation. When I recognized that finally, you see, that's when you really have moved to another dimension. When you realize that had to happen for me. It didn't happen to me. It happened for me. Hallelujah. It happened for my good. Glory to God. It didn't happen to me. It happened for me. Because I'm benefiting from the thing. Because see, when you rebound from those situations, guess what? Guess what happens? It brings God all the glory. Oh, listen. And when you bring glory to God, boy, you're talking about doing something great. Now you're doing something great, mighty, and wonderful. When you bring glory, you know, bring God's glory here on this earth, it says the whole world waited for the manifestation of the glory of God. And so when you bring the glory of God, when you get up out of that destitute and destructive or devastating situation, it brings God glory. And when the glory of the Lord, oh my goodness, wow, when the glory of the Lord fills the temple, wow, whoa. We think about the book of Isaiah in the 6th chapter. Oh my God, he said, I saw the Lord and he was high and lifted up, and his glory filled the temple. That his train, that's like his glory, filled the place. Wow. When the glory of the Lord is in a place. So any time you are releasing God's glory in a situation because you got up, because you accepted what had happened to you, when you realize he did it, oh my God, when you realize it didn't happen to you, but it happened for you, wow, wow, so that God could allow his glory to resonate and come through your life. When you, oh man, I'm telling you, I'm getting excited just even trying to get the word. I can barely get the words out. Amen. I can barely get it out. Just that when he gets that glory in your life through you, wow. Why? How does it happen? Because when you turn it around, when you say to yourself, it didn't happen to me, it happened for me, so that God can put his glory on and through me and let it shine even brighter than normal, okay? You know, you've seen those situations where things happened and they were brighter than normal. Okay, that's when you know, you're like, wow, God, you really did this? Yes, he did it. And only he can do it. So we are happy that you're able to tune in today. We're out of time. You know, Blog Talk Radio will just cut us off, so we're going to end it before that happens. You know, we tend to get in the zone around these last few minutes of the broadcast, and we thank you, and please consider purchasing our book or our coaching program, Release Your Power coaching program. If you think this was something, we have way more than this to empower you with, to encourage you with, to coach you with through our coaching program, help you dig deep down into the things that may be stopping you or blocking you from moving forward and releasing your power and becoming the authentic you, all that God has, would have for you to do and be. We look forward to seeing you at one of our next events, upcoming Power Party. We got a Power Workshop happening in City of Newark, 142 Maple Avenue, Franklin St. John's Church, and on June the 8th. So make sure you save the date for that. We have other events that we're working on. Don't forget, if you didn't get your vendor table yet, for the Women Entrepreneur and Leaders Summit and Business Expo, make sure you do that on August the 24th, Saturday. Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant is our keynote speaker again. Ooh, we're excited about that. It's going down, y'all. We got some other powerful guests coming, speakers, women, networking. If you were there last year, you know what it is. Right downtown Newark at the awesome Marriott, brand spanking new hotel, just freshly built, right adjacent to Prudential Center. It is going to be a groundbreaking day. We've asked individuals who are going to put things in our gift bags to get in touch with us on Facebook or email us at lilisa.williams@gmail.com, or you can email me at releaseyourpower@hotmail.com. Do that, and we'll get back with you, let you know when you can start sending your products in, where you can send them to, so we can get them in the gift bags if you would like to put something. We are expecting over 120 people, so we're really looking for a couple hundred gift bags because we want to make sure in case there's an overflow. I suspect there will be an overflow this year because this is a beautiful hotel. The price is right, and people are going to want to connect with us. Because when you see the power, you want to connect with the power. And we're releasing our power everywhere we go. Well, we'll see you back tomorrow, same time, same place, God willing. Be blessed and keep on moving up. Because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now. You are on the move. And keep moving forward.
That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLilisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request.